Hello everyone, welcome to the International Business Podcast. If you work across time zones, borders and cultures, this is the show for you. I'm Leonardo, founder and host of the show, but let's make it simple and just call me Leo. I'm based in Shanghai and I'm accompanied by two co-hosts, Stefano, based in Paris, and Audrey from San Francisco. Coming up on today's episode.
So as I previously said, recruitment marketing describes the process before a candidate actively applies for a job. It uses these specific marketing methods to take potential candidates which come to an idea, I've never heard about the company, and then they move to the stage, okay, actually it sounds like a good organization, and afterwards moving to the final one, I want to work there. I think it is important to truly understand what makes your company unique, what are the key messages you would like to broadcast, and besides that, how you can engage your own employees to share those messages for an external audience. And by leveraging multiple channels, a company can create a very consistent content that reflects and highlights all values and position the strengths of the company to the prospective candidates.
Daria is a recruitment, marketing, and employer branding professional with experience across multiple industries, including financial, education, e-commerce, communication, and consumer goods. Currently, she's a part of HelloFresh, the global meal kit company. Working closely with the global and international talent acquisition team, Daria is responsible for attracting and nurturing the right talent across 17 countries. You can find more details in the show notes. Do not forget to subscribe on your favorite listening platform. Now, let's dive into it. Hello, Daria. Welcome once again to the show, and I'm glad to have you on here again.
Thank you for having me, Stefano. I'm very excited to be here today.
Just remind our audience, Daria already came on the show. I seem to remember last summer, and a lot of things changed, I'm sure, but not our first question that we always ask our guests. And I would like to start off asking you, why would you define yourself as an international professional?
So I define myself as an international professional because I create employer branding strategies and recruitment campaigns for a global market, or to be specific, for 17 countries, working closely with globally dispersed teams.
Okay, so let's dive right into it because I have no clue what you're talking about. So what is modern employer branding?
So modern employer brand is focused on talent, not the employer. It delivers immediate value to the strategically ideal talent audience until the talent is ready to convert into either the applicant or to a spokesperson. So instead of talking only about the company and how amazing it is working there, modern employer brand positions the talent as a hero and companies as a trusted work-life advisor. So in short, modern employer brand is all about talent experience.
Between employer branding versus recruitment marketing, for instance, when and why someone should pick one or the other?
So in fact, employer branding and recruitment marketing, they have a lot in common. They are both concerned with the same thing, your company employer brand. And employer brand is your company's reputation as an employer. So strong employer brand communicates that your company actually is a good place to work. However, if I could define what exactly makes them different, I would pick three things. So the first difference is that employer branding is the process of defining your company's employer brand, and recruitment marketing is the process of promoting your company's employer brand. So employer branding goes hand in hand with the process of defining candidate persona, your employer brand, and your employer value proposition. And recruitment marketing is the process of promoting your employer brand by creating very engaging content and sharing it through different channels, such as your company career website, blog, job boards, social media, email campaigns, talent networking events, and others. So this is the first difference. And the second difference is that employer brand comes first and recruitment marketing is built around it with its additional methods and tactics. So it comes second. And before you actually start promoting your employer brand, it is very crucial to articulate a clear and very precise definition of it. Otherwise, you just risk that your message will be sounding very inconsistent, and which will make you look very distrustful in the eyes of your potential candidates. And the third difference is that recruitment marketing is constantly evolving in response to the industry and cultural trends. So when talent acquisition professionals and marketers, they come up with innovative strategies for attracting candidates, new communication channels appear, such as social media. Content trends are changing. For example, in 2022, video is one of the most powerful tools for marketers. On the other hand, your employer branding is more consistent and constant, so it practically stays the same. Your employer brand should be based on your company core values, vision, and mission. And it is a very long promise and an ongoing commitment to make your company a very good place to work for potential employees. So in a nutshell, employer branding is a marathon and recruitment marketing is a sprint.
Can you elaborate on this importance in attracting the right talent through recruitment marketing?
So as I previously said, recruitment marketing describes the process before a candidate actively applies for a job. It uses these specific marketing methods to take potential candidates, which come to an idea, I've never heard about the company, and then they move to the stage, okay, actually, it sounds like a good organization. And afterwards, moving to the final one, I want to work there. So recruitment marketing is about engaging with prospective candidates early in their job hunt before they have even started job hunting. So it's the process of showcasing your employer brand across different channels to deliver the right message to the right candidate at the right time. It's sort of highlighting your employer brand to potential candidates. And through those marketing initiatives, we can attract, engage, and eventually convert the right talent. So this being said, recruitment marketing creates every touch point a potential candidate can encounter on their journey to becoming an employee.
Kind of flipping the coin, but focusing on the other side, why does the candidate communication matter?
Well, from the employer branding perspective, candidate communication matters because first, it makes the candidate feel very important. So most likely a candidate can come back to your job board or social media and gladly apply to a job today or once again in the future. And second, it protects your company's reputation as a credible employee.
So you were talking about how important it is to create content for the companies, but how do you create content that actually and truly reflects the company values and strengths that you want to inform, that you want to present?
I think it is important to truly understand what makes your company unique, what are the key messages you would like to broadcast, and besides that, how you can engage your own employees to share those messages for an external audience. And by leveraging multiple channels, a company can create a very consistent content that reflects and highlights all values and position the strengths of the company to the prospective candidates. And when it comes to the employer branding, one of the most effective methods, to my opinion, is to actually convert your employees into company's advocates. Why? Because usually the employee-generated content, or in a better words, content shared by your advocates, gets 8 times more engagement than content just shared through branded channels. So it's a very good way to amplify the employees' voices by creating posts on social media with photos, videos, challenges, or even questionnaires, still all in alignment with your company values, mission, and DNA.
Thinking about the context of the world we are living in, the first thing that pops up in my mind is that I'm sure this is an industry that it's really dynamic and it's really changing in the last 2-3 years. Of course, I'm talking about the COVID situation and the working from home situation and everything. So I wanted to ask you, what's the biggest challenge that you are facing in your role right now, and how are you tackling it, and if actually changed in these 2-3 years?
So I have recently moved to a new definition of my role as a talent marketer, a project lead role, where I'm responsible for leading the OKR project focused on employer brand and talent marketing. And I lead a team of 10, so it's already quite massive in terms of leadership and responsibilities, because you always need to wear different hats with your team members. But the biggest challenge I face right now is mostly about how we can unite the local strategies on talent marketing across Europe, in the US, Australia, Nordics, and other locations, with global ones. So that we could probably communicate the key messages we would like to share with the candidates in order to attract the best talent and bring those talents on board. So for this matter, we have biweekly calls with team. We constantly update each other on the progress. We brainstorm extensively, of course, and propose creative ideas. So I would say this is one of the biggest challenges I face right now.
And going back to the hats you mentioned, let's get practical. For myself and for the audience, what is your favorite, I don't want to say hat, but what is your favorite recipe for success?
Well, I always like to say be empathetic. And no matter which obstacles you and your team have now, at the end of the day, we're all humans and simply deserve to be heard or cared. The ability to be compassionate and connect with others, to my opinion, is a key element of my professional career. And another recipe I would like to share is that don't be afraid to demonstrate empathy in the workplace, because it's not only a strong foundation of our emotional intelligence, leadership effectiveness, but it can also improve our human interaction with the teammates, stakeholders, incredibly. And lead to more effective communication and positive outcomes, and actually both in work and home settings.
Well, just a little follow-up question. Do you think this mindset changed in the last 10 years, this importance and the emphasis in being empathetic and being understandable towards your team and everything? Did you see a change in the last, I don't want to say 20, because we were probably both in high school 20 years ago, but 10 years ago, did you see a development, or is a light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, for sure. I think the initial idea of being empathetic is a little bit like, it scares a lot of leaders, in fact, because but empathetic doesn't mean that you showcase your feelings in front of your teammates, but rather like you really showcase that you listen to them and that you align with their problems, with their state of like workload, etc. So nowadays I see a very big tendency that more and more leaders become more empathetic towards the teammates. And they are not afraid to showcase it. So this is something that I really admire a lot. Leadership becomes more human faced.
And attitude reflects leadership, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Daria, well, this is the best part of the interview for me personally. I've got one final question for you that we ask everyone that comes on the show. And I would like to ask you about a memorable moment from your international career, the most embarrassing one, the most successful, the most epiphanic one, the catastrophic episode. I don't know, your pick.
Well, it's a very good question. Throughout my entire career, what I truly adore is to see how my ideas, sometimes super extraordinary ones, turn from just a simple idea into something that is not only becomes a memorable moment of my career, but also something that gets credits from my coworkers, peers, stakeholders, and even beyond. When employees of other companies come to me and say, "Wow, that was a great project," And this was actually a feedback on one of my recently launched projects. That was a video production focused on showcasing tech professionals, but in a more creative way. So we've launched a series of videos where tech employers have a time trial challenge that is called Tech on Toast. And during this challenge, they were asked to explain something super, super technical before the toast pops. And it actually became a super fun project, and I've got a very welcoming feedback and even requests from other techies to participate in the new episode. So it was something that really made me happy, and therefore made became one of the most memorable career moments for me.
Oh yeah, I mean, it is memorable, even if tech people were interested in this, you know, the nerds. No, sorry, just came out wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Daria, before we go, who should connect with you and tell us a bit more about your current role?
So currently, I work as a talent marketing specialist at HelloFresh. This is a global meal kit which is present in 17 countries. And I am a part of global talent acquisition team that is based in Berlin. My area of expertise consists of employer branding, content marketing, digital marketing, social media strategies, talent event organizations, and job ads. And all of my recruitment marketing activities are focused on supporting our hiring needs in tech, commercial, as well as international launches. And in addition to that, I'm leading a project team of 10, where together we shape and share the company's authentic employer image and attract best talents. So I would be very happy to connect with professionals interested in employer branding and recruitment marketing topics, especially recruiters, content marketers, digital brand and social media people, as well as tech professionals, of course, who are interested in learning more about open roles at HelloFresh. And now as a content person, I should say something like, because our roles at HelloFresh are better than your best pancakes and syrup. So yeah, we definitely have plenty of fresh opportunities. So I would be happy to connect with someone who would like to stay on top of the company updates and learn more about life inside HelloFresh.
And on top of that, HelloFresh has awesome pancakes and maple syrup, right?
Correct. And even more.
even more food. Daria, I want to thank you very much. Thank you for joining us again on the International Business Podcast.
Thank you, Stefano, for having me. It was absolute pleasure being here today.
You can find the podcast on all the major platforms. Make sure to subscribe. Do not miss the weekly episodes. And are you an international professional? Connect with us on LinkedIn to come on the show. For now, cheers.